Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
It's one of our basic needs. It really, really is. I mean, we need shelter, food, and sex. Well, we'll have to find a guy with a big dick. He's had a really big dick. For me, anyway, there's something more going on when you get into this true, dominant, submissive. It's a little more all-encompassing. It does rock your fucking world.
Well, hello, everybody, and happy new year. I hope everyone had nice holidays. I know I did. I went radio silent there for a while, and I didn't realize I was going to do that, but I really was just having a lot of fun in December, I guess, and did not want a podcast, didn't want to share, just felt like taking some time off, and I did. So I hope everyone else had a great time too. But now it's time to jump back into the down and dirty of what's been going on with the Curious Girl. First and foremost, obviously, I'm going to continue to podcast, which I'm excited about. I'm working on the app that should be done and out soon. As I said before, that'll give me more interaction with you guys, which will be great. Because then I can actually, I think, live chat and then live podcast. I'm going to be doing more interviews. I really want that dynamic to kind of take off a bit. And I have some great people lined up that I'm very excited about. And just looking forward to getting all that coordinated. Of course, that's going to take me learning kind of a new skill set because it's always only been me with somebody live in the room, but now I'm going to be able to do this stuff remotely with someone else who's wherever they are. So that will be fun. And then I have kind of something interesting going on. My big struggle has been that's been plaguing me kind of at my core is where am I ending up with all this? What do I do with this new horny person? This new, vanilla person that went rogue and decided 2 years ago to do this sexual exploration, this social experiment on herself. And where has that left me? And how do I bring these two worlds back together? Because what I didn't say, here's what most of the listeners and most of the guys that were seeing me did not know, was that I had this in the background, very strong vanilla relationship going. And this is somebody that has known me, well, since I was 17. And when we met when I was that age, I mean, it was whammo, just instantaneous chemistry and crazy. Just crazy connection, you know, things that you can't always explain. But anyway, for this past 2 years, it's been running in the background and I haven't mentioned it much. I have a little bit, but I was really trying to figure out how I could, bring my, I guess, how do I frame it? It's kind of like if you ever watch Sex and the City, this is my Mr. Big. He is Mr. Big. And I didn't know I just didn't know how he would take all this and what he would think about all this. And quite frankly, he'd probably hit the roof a bit. But we did have an interesting conversation the other night, and this is giving me a lot of hope and a lot of excitement, because we were talking about threesomes while I'm giving him a blowjob while we're in bed together, and I start discussing this with him. I couldn't believe how open he was to, well, the female, male, and also my male, female. And what even came out of his mouth is on the male, female is, well, we'll have to find a guy with a big dick. He said a really big dick. His dick's not small. So I just want to clarify that. But oh my God, I was blown away. I'm still just hot as hell about it. Horny as fuck right now, like thinking about it. I'm literally saying to myself, is this really, can this really be happening? Can it really be that good? I was so worried about how do I merge and mesh these two worlds? How do I, you know, I felt like I'd be dropping a bomb on him if I told him about the Curious Girl Diaries. Now, I haven't gone that far yet, people, so let's just slow our rolls here. Where I haven't gone that far, but I feel like I can. And it'll be okay. It's not going to be shocking to him that I love sex this much, that I truly, truly love it, and that it's so important to me. And I don't know, I just feel kind of giddy about it and excited. But moving forward, I think it's going to make for a very interesting chapters and new stages and phases of The Curious Girl. Now, I am still a little perplexed and torn, because I don't know exactly how to disseminate all of this information. Because it's not something I certainly want to keep hidden. It's just, it can be, I mean, when I put myself in someone else's shoes and I think about if they were to unload this fact on me, this, oh, by the way, you know, I've been doing this social experiment, this sexual road trip, oh, and I didn't bother to tell you about it. How would that be taken? And it's not the sex part that's going to be alarming. It's just that you're learning something new and different about someone that you really love and care about. And this is something that you didn't know. And if you can imagine, that would, I think that would feel like a bit of a bomb being dropped on you. But if you understand, just briefly, if you'd understand our dynamic, it's, I'm not sure how to put it into words. It's like, the person you're probably meant to, it is the person you're meant to be with. And therefore, you sort of just accept all sides of them. And while it may seem on the surface, as I'm presenting it now, that this would be odd to not have disclosed when I'm such a big fan of disclosure, there are specific reasons for that. And circumstances around that, that really just kind of didn't make it absolutely relevant. If that makes any sense. Probably not, but trust me on this. Just go with me on that sentiment. So, interestingly enough, we did get into the dominant, submissive types of relationships and dynamics. And, you know, he was kind of saying that we were just talking about a lot of things in between me with my mouth on his cock. We were discussing a lot of things and doing a lot of things. And he said he didn't, it was interesting because he said that he's not knowledgeable or has never had that type of dynamic. And he made a comment about it, how he thought maybe, you know, it wasn't, how he thought that was maybe a little odd and just that it might be disrespectful to women. And, you know, he's certainly not that type of person. And, but I was great because it opened the door. And I said, you know, well, I have some experience with that. And let me tell you, because we're both type A's and he's a very successful guy. And I said, you know how your brain's always running and my brain's always running and, you know, nothing really shuts it off. And I said, for me, I told him how it really shuts my brain, my mind off and turns off and makes it quiet. And how, while it seems kind of, I can understand why, you know, as it did to myself in the very beginning, why that would seem counterintuitive, why it doesn't, you know, it wouldn't make sense when you think of a kind of a strong, independent, sassy, a woman like myself, why I would be down with that. And, but as I started to explain it, you know, he got it. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. You know, you'll have to show me more about that or teach me more about that. And it was just so exciting. Oh, no, more so because do I think he's going to just, he's not ever going to be this, you know, dominant guy, probably in the way that I've been introduced to it. However, he is somebody that that I always say, speak softly but carries a big stick. There's been times when I've definitely crossed the line with him, and boy, when I do, I know it. It's like, because I'm this, you know, feisty little ball of energy and just almost like a naughty child. And when I cross a line with him, boy, I know it. And of course, I'm always, as you know, I have to, there's just something in me that, you know, I have to know where the boundaries and limits are with everybody. And so I'm going to push until I find those. And I have definitely found those with him over the course of our, you know, knowing each other. And so what I was kind of telling him was that it's just, there's such a big range in this whole dominant, submissive dynamic. And it's really, it can, you know, it can be one extreme or the other. It can be a lot of stuff in the middle. It varies so much. It's really just solely and completely defined by the two people involved in, or however many people are involved in that specific arrangement. But I think the exciting thing was that I just didn't know there was a kinkster. There is a potential kinkster. maybe not in the way that I am, but at least somebody that's open-minded. And I think that that's so exciting when you realize that. And just being able to explain it to somebody who's completely at ground level and new, and in many ways, kind of still like myself, I'm still that ground level exploring, knowledge seeking, open book, not close-minded, just open to trying different things and experiencing different things. But most importantly, what I just realized last night was trying those things with people and then trying those things with somebody that you really love. And that can be a whole nother chapter. That's a whole nother level. You know, what I've been doing so far has been very self-centered, selfish, self-serving, you know, all those self. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's important to satisfy, you know, satisfy yourself, know what you need and want, and I just think for the first time, I'm really realizing what some of the whispers and some of the other things that I've heard from the other guys kind of leading up to the end of this year. You know, I think especially BE and D, they're ahead of me and already kind of knowing, like, okay, hey, I want this stuff is all fun and this is fun. It's all fun. It's exciting. It's sexually stimulating, no doubt about it. It's hot, all that good stuff. But they wanted it with somebody that they had a deeper connection to. And I was avoiding that. And the person that I had a deeper connection to was somebody that just was completely not in this realm. And somebody that I've barely spoken about on this podcast. I just really kept that private. And now the doors have kind of opened and I'm blown away a bit, like, whoa. And I used to think that, or I used to be concerned that, how am I going to move forward and have these parts of me that could potentially go unfulfilled if I take the love route? How does that work? You know, I mean, I know what I know. I've experienced what I've experienced. How am I guess I was thinking that I was going to have to leave that behind, really leave it behind, or kind of do it on the side in some seedy way, which really isn't me, you know? And so I just was really, really freaked out about that and torn, quite frankly, which lets me know how much of an impact what this past 2 years have done. I can't ignore what I need sexually and go back to a straight vanilla. I need to be able to incorporate some of the bucket list items that I haven't scratched off. I still would like to do those things. I could certainly live without them. But the thought of I could never do that with this person specifically, like if that was just off the table, I would have a hard time with that. I really would. And I was just kind of secretly vexing over it. But now I know that I don't have to do that. And I'm so fucking happy. Oh my gosh. I'm just, yeah, very, very excited about being able to have it all. I'm really someone that wants to have it all. And that's why I've been so picky about in my whole life, about boyfriends, about relationships, getting married, not getting married. I just wanted it to be right. And I now have kind of a much clearer idea and path about how to have a great fulfilling sex life, which is not, I guess, on the straight and narrow. You know, it's not on the vanilla continuum, and how that can work. And some people maybe think that's ridiculous or that's funny. It sounds funny, but when you just start experimenting later in life and you weren't wild and crazy when you were 20 and now you have all these things you want to try and you're open-minded and get out of your system, not get out of your system, I guess, but just experiment with. And I gave myself the time to do that. I'm so glad I did. And I was worried about how do I bring it all together? How do I bring, you know, the two worlds back together, because there's been a division. And it won't be completely, I mean, it certainly won't be like the wild and crazy days, these past, you know, the what I've done over the past 2 years. And although, you know, when I think back on it, it's not like, I think, so I slept with 10 new people. Is that, I think that's the number. 10 new people in 2 years. Is that slutty? I don't know. Maybe it is. I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't think that's exceptionally prolific. I don't think that's, and yeah, and there was a lot of just sort of the I guess four of those guys were consistent over time, and three. Okay, let's say three were really consistent over time. And then the rest, you know, were some I still actually talk to and I'm friends with. I mean, I don't think now, you know, when I look at that, so half of those I'm still in contact with, whether I'm not all those people I'm obviously not sexual with, but I met really nice guys. And then the other half were, you know, kind of those were one or two hit wonders, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. You don't always jibe with everybody, and you're not supposed to. I mean, certainly no, but who can juggle 10 people at once, 10 guys at once? No, nope, that wouldn't work. So, yeah, I really think that this social experiment has paid off, and I have learned a lot, and I'm extremely grateful for that. But goddamn, I'm horny as hell. I gotta say, the downside is once you tap into that, God damn it, it's hard to not. Sometimes I wish I knew. I wish I didn't know how important it was to me, how important sex was to me. Because when those years where I wasn't having sex, I didn't know. And then once I started having it again and I was committed to doing all those things and just scratching things off my list, oh, shit. I mean, I now know. I understand now the parts of myself that I was denying and shutting off when I wasn't when I didn't have a physical expression for it. And that may sound strange, but it's something that people, you know, they'll go years without. And I'm not the only one in my travels. You know, this is a common theme. People will get in a rut and they'll just forget. They'll let that side of themselves go. And I don't know why. It's one of our basic needs. It really, really is. I mean, we need shelter, food, and sex. These are some of our basic needs. And yet we'll go around and, you know, like I did for years, and just act like that's not important. And it is. And damn it. I mean, like I said, I just decided one day, I'm not fucking wasting the pretty anymore. I am over that. What am I doing? I'm wasting all this. Oh no, this needs an outlet. And, you know, I'm not pissing on my own porch, but I have not been hit with the ugly stick. So I need I think, and a lot of the people, I'm not just saying that about myself, but a lot of the people that I've come across in my travels, my, you know, proverbial travels here, have similar stories. And these are attractive people. There's no reason why this should be not a priority, but it seems like it's the first thing that just gets kind of put on the shelf, you know. Now, I've noticed, interestingly enough, that I would say more people in my, you know, my age group will go through this. Like, you want to call it a dry spell, whatever. Or I think it's just more, you know, life kind of happens and things take over. And you start to not view sex as important as it should be. But you don't see that. I'll tell you who's not doing that for the most part. I don't see the millennials doing that. Or rather, maybe I should be more specific than just saying millennials. I don't see the 20-year-olds, you know, 20-year-olds aren't doing this shit. They're horny as hell. And I feel like a 20-year-old. I'm just horny as fuck, you know, and I literally, and that's funny, you know, the conversation that I was having with, I don't have a nickname for him. We'll just call him Vanilla. The conversation I was having with Vanilla last night was just, you know, all things, you know, we just really got into all things, a lot of things sexual. And, you know, I was explaining to him why the BDSM stuff is so, such a turn on, and also kind of dispelling some of the myths that he had in his head about it. And, you know, and he's like, well, yeah, you'll have to teach me about that. And I'm like, yes, I will. And yes, I will. I will do that, sweetheart. You can count on that. But then it was interesting because he also asked me, well, he was asking me about both sides of it, about the guys, you know, what's in it for them. And not what's in it for them, but as I'm explaining this to him, I'm really thinking about, okay, this is why I'm dying. This is an area that I know something about, but not enough. And it is a burning question for me. And what I wanted to tell him was, you know what? I fucking want to know the answers to this shit too. And that's why I'm going to be interviewing a Dom And I can't wait to do that. My list of questions is getting longer and longer. We may have to do like a part one. I may have to break this shit up and do a part one and part two, because I so want to know what's in it for the guys. I mean, I know what it does for me, and I have a generic version of what it does for the guys, but the more I've gotten to know this one Dom and the more that he's shared with me, it's so fascinating. I mean, it goes deep. This shit goes deep. And I can't wait to dig even farther into what the counterbalance is. It's obviously two people getting some needs met. And I think it's a lot deeper than just straight up vanilla fucking, you know, you can come together and smash your parts, but there's something more going on when you get into this true dominant submissive. It's a little more all encompassing. It does rock your fucking world. It does get in your head. It does affect you so strongly. At least it has for me. And it's funny because this gentleman that I'm referring to, I'll say little things about my struggles with what I'm going through, like, you know, just on the dominant submissive level. And he'll laugh. And he even said to me, he goes, what did he say? He said something like, he starts laughing. He's like, oh yeah. I think he was calling Cowboy and young Dom. He goes, young Dom's got you thinking. I like that. I like this guy. I thought it was so funny. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's irritating. It's irritating, but that's true. Yes. Yes. I fight that. You know, I convex and get irritated over the age thing. How can this person, you know, younger than me have insights into me, I guess, on some levels that I don't even have. It bothers me. It pisses me off a little bit. But he kind of had me laughing about that because, you know, he gets it. And I'm like, yes, you get it. He knows. He's had enough dominant, submissive dynamics and relationships to know what I, as a newbie, am going through, because he's probably seen this several times. So he's kind of laughing about it. And that's what I want to ask him about. I'm like, I can't fucking talk to Cowboy Ann about this shit. I've got to ask you. I need to ask you, because you're neutral. And I can't, you know, I can't ask Cowboy Ann about this. We will have a fight. I need a neutral third party to answer my questions. Thank you very much. So anyway, I'm really looking forward to that and jumping in and really understanding more about the dominant aspect of it. But kind of going back to what started me going down this road was just that, you know, when I was talking to Vanilla the other night, you know, he was asking me about, well, you know, he's asking me about the dominant side of it. Like, you know, like what I like and why, and what you know, what's in it for the guy. And when he was asking me that, I didn't really know what to say, honestly. I was like, well, that's kind of, you know, I had some generic answers, but it did get me thinking, well, huh, I mean, this is why I really want to talk to and interview which I am going to do, this done, because I'm curious as hell. I mean, I want to know. Yes, tell me, you know, and I can ask him these questions because the answers don't affect me one way or the other. I will take them in constructively, but I so want to know. Yeah, I want to understand better what's going on the flip side. And for whatever reason, I'm just not able to. I think in the beginning I tried to ask Cowboy Ann some of this stuff, but in our first podcast together, I think I kind of I went over some of this with him, but now, you know, I have different questions, very much more specific, and obviously a lot that would be more poignant and personal to me now based on my own experiences. So I feel like I'm going to get to go like to the source, the Holy Grail here, and just say, okay, fill in the blanks for me, please. Here's what I really want to know. Here's what I'm dying to know. And, you know, and see what he says. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also, you know, I feel like, again, now I can take that back to my, you know, kind of vanilla world there and fill in the blanks for him. And so that's exciting. I'm very, very excited. And I'm also, now my mind is already working like, oh my goodness. Well, if I could have a male, female with Vanilla, myself, and one other person, who would that be? That's a biggie. That's a big question. I jokingly said, you know, and he said, well, he goes, well, we got to make sure we find a guy with a really big dick. And I said, honey, my phone is full of guys with really big dicks. I think that kind of surprised him a little bit, but I'm like, yep, my phone's full of those guys. So, you know, I don't know. Would I want it to be totally impersonal with somebody that I don't have a connection with? Or would I want it to be with someone that I did? Because originally I really wanted that with Clark and BE. And those are two people I have a big connection with. But it changes when, like, would I not want Vanilla to see me have a connection with someone else? Or would that be okay? I mean, these are all, I'd have to really feel this out and discuss that with him and just see what, you know, what his thoughts were. But it's kind of interesting to think about putting that together. And then with the female, male, I said, well, I told him, I just want to be the star of the show. She can go down on me. I don't want to have to do anything to her because, you know, I just don't know that I'd want to. And, you know, I need to know that wouldn't be the case. And I wouldn't have to do that. You know, it had to be the right woman. And he said, well, if you weren't going to take care of her, then maybe I would have to. And I said, well, wait a minute. Who says you? Like, huh? Wait a second now. And I actually got a little jealous. I was like, oh, well, and it was the first time I thought about him with someone else. And I got jealous. I was just like, I don't know about that. Well, we'll have to talk about that. So I think I said, like, well, it's always important to discuss you know, what the ground rules are before we do this, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe she's just there as our third. And anyway, and then I think I kind of acquiesced a little bit. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, maybe you'd have to do a few things to her, but we'll have to see about that. So it was kind of funny. But anyway, well, I think that about wraps this podcast up. This is just, you know, me sort of starting to move forward, start a new year, merge my two worlds. I was struggling with this. I mean, I truly, truly was. Like, what am I going to do? How the fuck am I going to, what am I going to do? You know, and that was a big part of why I wanted to sort of put the kibosh on Curious Girl Diaries, was because, you know, I just kind of figured that I'd push my luck with this as far as I could, and I don't want this to affect my, you know, moving forward with a specific person. And how do I, what do I do? How do I just have to just close the chapter. That's kind of what I was thinking, but it was really hard. I was really, really, I mean, really bummed. Like, I can't, I don't know what to do, because again, as I'm saying, I don't want to deny myself. This is part of me. This is, like it or not, it's not convenient, but I have discovered and realized that the sexual side of myself is extremely strong and for now isn't ready to be put on the shelf and just go put on the shelf, and as if I was rolling the clock back to before I had started this. And I don't mean not by not having sex. I just mean that by having, you know, not acknowledging the changes in me, the new things I've come to like and enjoy, and in a sexual way. And what do I do? What do I do about that? And how do I convey that to one person specifically? And I know I've completely, I've mentioned him a few times, but I've really completely left him out of this and not talked about him. But it's a much bigger part of my life than I've disclosed. And I want to be able to make it work. I want to be able to incorporate it, the Curious Girl side, with vanilla. So, all right. Well, there you have it. That's the little bomb. That's the little update there. For 2 years, people, I have been holding back. I'm sorry. I was holding out on you guys, but now the cat's out of the bag. All right, there we go. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.